If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day
at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Nick Allen with us. He tweets at Nick Allen. So we got our buddy Josh Wolf tomorrow and on Friday. Josh at the Funny Bone, funnybonomaha.com to see Josh. It's Wednesday, Craig. We're over halfway through the week.
That's too bad.
I know you hate that. Because you're a seven-day-a-work guy.
Yep.
A seven-day-a-week guy. Excuse me.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Greg,
I'll do it.
Work
24/7, yep. 365.
Mm-hmm. It was on this date in 1940. A ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court rules that African Americans cannot be barred from white neighborhoods.
1940.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to make a law.
1940. By the way, it's before we were born, but that's not that long ago. 1940.
No, there are people alive that were born before 1940.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm sure they're ruining the fact that this law came to be.
Only the racist ones.
Right? Yeah. That's when it started going downhill.
They didn't have that rule in my dad was born before 1940, and they didn't have that rule in the North. You could walk around the North in white neighborhoods.
Yeah, I'm going to. Yeah. Make a guess here.
Yeah.
I think that was probably a lot of the South.
Right.
Yeah. Well, 1940, the Civil Rights Act wasn't, what, nearly 30 years later?
Exactly.
Yeah, that didn't happen until 64, 65.
Yeah. Oh, there was a lot of that going on in the North as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah, in this town, sure. Yeah. A lot of town.
Even in the East.
But it was, yeah, I understand that, but it wasn't against the law. This was a law, you said.
Yes.
Oh, no, you know. There are neighborhoods you don't want to walk through anywhere, no matter who you are. I get that. You know.
I'm surprised that passed in 1940.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, there are neighborhoods people in general don't want to walk through.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Article at Medium.com talks about a woman named Becky Lynn, a gynecologist specializing in sexual medicine. She says that several women confided to her that they used marijuana to improve their libido, and they believe that it helps them achieve orgasms.
All right.
So she did her own study. That study became one of the largest to describe how some women are using marijuana for better sex. Of nearly 400 women completing her questionnaire, 127 said they used the drug before sex and reported better sex drives and more than twice the odds of satisfactory orgasms compared to non-users.
Have you experimented with that at your house? Anybody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes music sound better, too.
Yeah. We're not talking about your orgasms, Nick.
Oh, no. I don't know my wife. I don't know how many she's faking or not, but, quite a decent amount. She won't smoke it, though.
Yeah.
At least you're confident in your skills, Nick.
Christy won't smoke it. Because it makes her cough.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't do this experiment. And then when she does an edible, it makes her paranoid and anxious.
Yeah. And
so this doesn't work in my instance.
No, she's paranoid you're going to try to have sex with her.
Yeah. And anxious, too.
Right.
Like, oh, my God.
She should be paranoid about that all the time.
He's coming towards me.
Keep these pants on tight.
With a half a chub.
Becky Lynn says that women do think it can improve the sexual experience, improve drive, improve orgasm, and lessen pain.
Isn't everything...
isn't that all in your head?
Well, isn't it
There's
all about...
There's nothing in my head.
Isn't it all individual, though, depending on what makes you horny?
It's a case-by-case basis. Yeah.
It's a drug.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
it's not it's not just in your head.
No, I mean that. I meant some people make horny, some people might not make horny.
That's why it says some people do and some people don't.
Todd's come with you half a chub, you're just anxious, apparently.
Yeah.
that is the case with any drug.
Or
it doesn't
chub.
Work on everybody.
Right, I know.
Well, yeah, it's like they've done this with alcohol, too. I think it just lowers inhibitions.
Right, that's what it does. It lowers inhibitions, right?
Well, no, true.
Your tongue comes out more.
Yeah, that is not true.
The right drunk buzz of the chick's perfect. The right drunk buzz. There's a fine
line.
There's a fine line. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, women are more likely than men to say the drug increased their desire. Now, what they do say, a little bit will help, more than that kills it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the same with alcohol.
Oh, so you got to dose yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right amount of alcohol.
Right.
There may be some butt action.
3/4 of women who
too
regularly...
Too much. You're going to pass out.
Who's giving it up?
Paranoid and anxious.
No one I know. That's merely a guess.
Yeah.
my study of
this
sexual
explains
medicine.
Explains the paranoia and the anxiety.
3/4 of women who regularly use marijuana reported increased sexual pleasure and satisfaction when using the drug, while 2/3 reported a greater sense of intimacy and 1/3 reported better orgasms. Other studies have reported similar results. And, again, positive effects present at lower doses, they decrease as the consumption increases.
Well, yeah, that's a fine line we talked about.
Yeah.
You can't go overboard there.
Well, yeah, giant bong ribs aren't very romantic anyway.
There is a much less consistent effect on men's sexual function.
Yeah.
Men don't care.
No.
No, I'm ready. Go ahead on.
I'm ready to go. 3, 2, 1, turn your radios up, everybody. 3, 2, 1.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I want ketchup with that too. That happens a lot right now about breakfast time.
I did have somebody call earlier and thank us for ruining a blueberry muffin with
the chlamydia,
piles of chlamydia 17 times. But thanks for that. Not finishing the muffin.
Yeah, because that's what they look like.
Yeah.
You spot a pile of chlamydia and swear,
a little blueberry.
Is that a muffin?
I told him good luck with lunch.
Yeah, we just ruined the muffin industry today.
They had it coming.
Yep. Yeah, making people happy with their muffins.
If it was scones, maybe, but muffins I'm fine with.
Grow up and get a bagel.
So I'm seeing this a lot on the social media, Craig. Why is everybody down on Snopes?
I'm unfamiliar with
that. I didn't see that either.
Well, they're biased, apparently.
No, they're not.
Probably because they're looking for the truth.
Every time we type that in and I want something to be true and it's not, I go, damn it.
Well, but you can't use that as an argument now, as a fact check, because it will come at you with, Snopes is just biased.
You can't argue with those people anyway anymore. You know that, Todd.
Right.
You know?
You started this phrase with, on social media, they're saying.
You're not starting with the same set of facts, so why argue with idiots? Because facts don't matter.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm with you on that. I've learned slowly on that. Slowly.
Okay. The New York Times says, the Babylon Bee says Snopes went too far in fact-checking a satirical story. Snopes had suggested the bee twisted its joke to deceive readers. So, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it was a joke.
Oh, we're going in circles.
Right? Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Because I'm looking at some correspondence to Snopes right now, and half of them say, you guys are too liberal. And the other half say you guys are too Republican. So to me, that would tell me they're pretty unbiased.
Well, once again, Craig and I have done it before. We talk about stories you want to be true, especially when it comes to politics, and we find out it's not true. Ah, damn.
Yeah.
Okay, then you move on. You believe the facts and move on.
Because I've seen like quotes that were attributed to Trump and Snopes them, and no, he didn't say that at all.
No, no.
Right.
The ones he did, the ones he tweets out are on record, and the ones he just says out loud are on tape. So we got plenty of them. We don't need any more. He's lied 1,000 times on tape, so it's out
there. But this quote that I keep seeing, I guess I haven't seen it in a while, but if I ever run for president, I would run as a Republican.
Yeah, that's been around forever.
Yeah, the Republican base is a bunch of dumbasses. Right. Well, he didn't say that.
No.
And I checked
that for him, though.
On Snopes.
It worked for him, though. It didn't say, That's an old one,
Yeah.
But he said 1,000 other things are just as horrible as that he did
But
say.
Not the point.
I know.
You
no,
still have
point.
To look
know,
that up. That. And, and Snopes said he didn't say that.
Yeah. No. I know. You're right. But he said.
He didn't say it.
No, I know.
Move on. Move on to the next dumb thing he said.
Yeah, there's 1,000 of those.
I mean, brilliant thing he said. I'm
saying,
sorry.
No, say dumb.
Yeah. If half the people think you're too conservative and half the people think you're too liberal, then you're doing a good job.
That's probably your fact-based website. That's what you are.
Or it means that you're only reading one side.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you said it was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Because you are. They said the other side's wrong sometimes, too.
There is a pedophile ring.
Well, I didn't see that part.
There is a pedophile ring in the basement. Right. Dumbass.
Because I was told,
just ask for double pepperoni.
divorce court, for example. If both parties walk out of divorce court thinking they got hosed, well, that judge did a good job.
That's what you hear.
Yep.
A new Blue Cross Blue Shield report finds that American millennials are seeing their physical and mental health decline at a faster rate than Gen X did as they age. It's possible this decline can be fixed with treatment and management. But without that, millennials can see a 40% increase in mortality compared with Gen Xers of the same age. In this scenario, millennials could end up paying a third more in treatment costs than Gen Xers because of a greater need for treatment and rising health care costs.
Still not saying, does it say why they're getting sicker?
We haven't gotten to that.
Okay. I didn't know.
We got to read.
I know it's still coming.
Well, you know.
Okay.
And I forget.
All right.
But health care is just one of the things.
Yeah.
Because they're not going. It costs too much to go.
It did, but you know what? I didn't go to the doctor. The time I was 18 to the time I was 30, I didn't go to the doctor maybe once or twice.
Okay.
Because you just didn't go.
But let's look into this stat.
You know?
In 1960, did
you have insurance? I've always had insurance.
But even then, I didn't really have to go. I mean, look, knock on wood. I mean, I didn't ever have to go to the doctor because you just were healthy.
Yeah.
We didn't get checkups back in those days, your 20s. Unless you know, nobody got checkups in your 20s.
I haven't got to get a checkup in forever.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. In 1960, the average annual cost of health care per person?
Well, this is it, right?
$146.
Yeah. And even with
a year?
And even with inflation, that's not near what it is now, right?
In 2016, $10,345. Yeah. When adjusted for inflation, that is a 9-fold increase.
Yep.
Even adjusted for inflation.
We're screwing the kids, man.
9-fold increase. Poor health can make millennials less likely to participate in the labor market, resulting in higher unemployment and a loss of annual income by more than $4,500 per person.
Well, when did the proliferation of for-profit hospitals come up? That was like in the 70s, wasn't it?
I don't know. I don't know anything about hospitals.
It's just health care is just too expensive, and the richest country in the world doesn't supply it. And we should.
Right. We're the only country that does it. We have the most money and the only industrialized nation that does not.
But I got mine.
So young adults more inclined.
Until you don't.
Yeah. Until you get one of these and it's all gone.
Right.
Yeah.
Young adults more inclined to engage in risk-taking behaviors. They represent the highest percentage of enrolled military personnel, disproportionately live in high-stress environments like correctional facilities.
Yeah.
Not only that, a lot of financial problems millennials are facing, student loan debt, health care, child care, housing.
Now, dudes, sorry.
Yeah, there was a time when colleges didn't make a pile of money and hospitals didn't make a pile of money, but somebody figured out you can make a lot of money off of, it'd be the millennials now when it comes to college. And I read the other day that the millennials are killing the fabric softener business.
Those damn millennials.
What are they doing instead of softening their fabric?
I don't think they're softening their fabric.
Well, they're putting those large cotton wool balls in there.
I do laundry all the time and don't put that in.
They are just accepting the fabric as it is don't feel it needs to be any softer.
How dare they?
Today, the fabric doesn't need to be fixed this day. Yeah, it's pretty modern now.
No.
Yeah. I don't use it either.
They don't even throw a sheet of Bounce in there?
I do it for the dryer, yeah.
Well, that's a fabric softener.
Yeah, that's a fabric softener. Well, isn't that what we're talking
about
here?
You got to have Bounce then.
Well, no, apparently not. Well, they're not using it.
I bring it. The Bounce industry is fine in my house.
Again, you're not representative of all
households.
Yeah,
I thought that sheet in the dryer was just for the static.
It's for static, right, yeah.
Well, you're wrong. It's a fabric softener.
Yeah.
Just read it. Read the box.
And I think it's just...
No, I don't want to.
Reduce the
Thank
wrinkles.
Thank you, I don't want to either.
Yeah.
We use that every once in a while at my house, but it's not like something like, oh, God, we're out of fabric softener.
No.
Yeah, I think of fabric softener as like the liquid that you put in the wash.
That's what I was thinking, right?
Yeah. That's detergent.
Yeah.
Well, there's that,
there's
too.
There's also liquid fabric softener,
like the Downy.
Right. Nick probably doesn't do a lot of laundry, it sounds like.
No.
Well, how many hoodies do you need cleaning at one time?
Right.
We all do laundry.
Yeah, I do.
I try to help put it away.
I do the laundry at the house.
I'm there a lot without people, so I got time.
See, the stupid part is the putting it away is the one thing that I don't do.
Yeah.
I'll wash it, I'll fold it,
and leave it
put it in the basket, take it upstairs,
right.
And then it sits in the basket.
Talking about your clothes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Put the lotion in the basket too, Puss, as you're tucking.
I have two laundry baskets, and I won't put laundry away until they're both full of clean laundry.
I can't believe you don't get yelled at for that. Your wife has to say it,
I think
it,
she's
right?
given up on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do laundry right. So even though I
how you can't, you cannot screw up laundry.
I
that
did
is totally
it.
Totally wrong.
I did it for years.
Yeah, you, yeah.
I never really screwed anything
you
up.
You can't screw up laundry.
I dry things that are not supposed to be dried.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
I don't
oh.
have the discretion to look at it and be like, you know, I think this can handle the dryer.
Yeah, see, well, I can do my laundry. Yeah. I can't do her laundry because of that type of stuff.
Right.
There's stuff you can't put in the dryers, stuff you got to wash on delicate, and then that, nah.
There is not a damn thing that gets washed in delicate in our house.
No.
Got it tough enough for this truck.
I throw it in there.
Yeah.
Modern
either
wash.
That, we've either got crap clothes, we don't expect them to last, or
most clothes,
no.
Most clothes are crap. That's why they make them that way.
Yeah, it ain't going in delicate.
Right.
Yeah, sometimes the delicate isn't delicate enough.
Okay.
Because I have these neoprene compression sleeves for my knee.
What happened?
Tell me later.
I have to hand wash them.
Tell me later.
Because even delicates will rip them apart.
Yeah,
really?
Gotta,
yeah. Yeah.
Bust out the old washboard?
You think they could make those a little bit better?
You think they could?
Yeah, I think a lot of the things like she has for debt, like it's business casual, you know, business clothing, you know,
yeah.
Stuff she has to wear to work.
Right.
I ain't got that stuff,
yeah.
You know.
I tell you what happened, but you don't pay attention, obviously, because you thought I
are you looking,
ran.
Are you looking
you
at
I ran into
are
a
you
post.
Looking at everybody?
No, Craig paid attention.
Yeah,
I knew he fell over.
Yeah.
I thought he hit the post full speed.
No, I knew he fell over.
I felt far,
I
more sorry
that
for him.
That's what had happened too.
Yeah, I thought I felt more sorry for him because he hit the post full speed. If he fell before that. That brings in less sympathy for some reason. I don't know why.
Oh yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, icy snow fell over, slid into the
pole. I just slid it to
right,
full speed.
Only jackasses slip on the ice.
Yeah.
Time.
What a jackass.
Time slowed way down as he watched the pole crash into his knee.
You're a little hard on yourself there, Todd. Yeah. I didn't say jackass. Dumbass, man.
Right. Craig remembers.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
It's amazing how slow motion things become.
4-year anniversary of Todd's leg.
When you're in that situation.
Ask him about it.
Not till next month.
All right.
We won't celebrate till next month.
You have time to prepare your party.
Yeah. So save the date. December 19th.
We'll be on the air that day.
Yep.
We'll have a party.
Good. We'll have a celebration.
Oh, Todd, I'm sorry. I read an article the other day. You know, the funeral pyre that we're all planning for you.
Yeah, with the arrows in your face.
Yeah,
that was
apparently
your idea
those
to
things
start
are not. They're not environmentally friendly.
Oh, well, do we care?
What part? It's his body. His body's just going back to the you know,
other
air
things
pollution.
Burn too.
Air pollution.
All the other things burn too, and they go into the water.
A wood plank.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah, apparently it's bad, especially in places where they do it a lot.
Craig, him just naked then too, dead naked.
Especially in places where they do it a lot, they have to put the kibosh on it because too many people are doing it and it's causing a pollution in the water.
Right, a funeral pyre park or something where they
yes,
everybody's take everybody lined up to burn them.
If I'm not mistaken, it might be India.
Okay.
Oh,
we want to do it in Lake Powell.
Yeah, that's a tradition.
Lake Powell
in India.
Yeah, so they're trying to stop that. Well, People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive is John Legend. And he says, hooray.
How you doing?
His wife's giving him a hard time over that.
Yeah, she really.
She's funny on Twitter.
She said,
she's like, what'd she say? The sexiest man in the world just made me a ham sandwich.
You just said that, too, by the way.
It's a good sandwich.
Nick just said that, too.
Scientists may have discovered the mystery of why people hiccup. Study out of University College London found that hiccuping may help babies regulate their breathing. Apparently, newborn hiccups bring about brain signals that can help babies learn how to monitor breathing muscles. Researchers say hiccups have no known advantage for adults and that it could just be something that stays with us our entire lives.
Supposed to scare the hell out of kids, too, to cure them of that?
Yeah.
Now you're bawling, but you're not hiccuping anymore.
What about the guy that, isn't there a lady that hasn't had it for like 15 years, something like that?
Yeah, you hear stories
that,
like that.
That's just
somebody
horrible.
Somebody has been hiccuping constantly for a couple of decades.
That'd be worse than your stuttering problem, Craig, if you were the hiccup guy.
Yes, it would.
We'd keep you on the news, though, just to make
no,
fun of
you. No, you wouldn't.
It'd be annoying as hell.
That would be annoying as hell. I'd be worse than flicking your pen all the time.
You do that.
Yeah, worse than that.
I do it too.
If we expanded the ensemble, I'd want Hiccup Guy.
If you hiccup
or Hiccup Chick.
Yeah. But he'd be on the list after the Tourette's guy.
Tourette's guy's first.
Yeah.
Swearing Tourette's guy would be number one. It's not a video.
Yeah.
Yeah, twitching Tourette's wouldn't go nowhere.
I would just say calm down. Audible Tourette's.
Right. And swearing.
Dirty Tourette's guy.
Yes.
We wouldn't even say his name. We'd just call him Dirty Tourette's guy.
Just screaming about buttholes.
Yeah,
right. Butthole!
And Arby's in Minnesota is apologizing for posting a sign saying that only well-behaved children will be welcome.
I saw this on the news. This is hardcore.
The sign on the Arby's front door.
Now, does Arby's... I don't think Arby's have ball pits, do they?
No.
Okay. Not that I'm aware of.
So just while you're in there eating, just to keep your kids cool.
The sign on the Arby's front door went viral after a parent posted a photo of it on social media. The sign on the Arby's door says, kids must keep their food on their trays and their bottoms on their seats or they will be asked to leave.
Well, that's kind of harsh. They're going to stand up once in a while.
That's a little specific.
Because your fries fall off your tray, even for the adults, man.
They're curly. They roll.
Yeah.
And not everyone uses trays.
I also don't think it's a big deal that they did this, so we just, why they apologize?
The fast food chain admits the language was insensitive.
It's not like saying...
And the manager has been disciplined, has been spanked thoroughly.
But, especially when only one of them, by the way, although I like the chain, the one Buffalo Wild Wings, they asked a black family to move away from a white family.
Because the white family said...
That's a problem.
Yeah, they bother.
Now, your kid's kind of a dumb... Yeah.
Do you know them? No, but they're black.
Exactly.
Who needs to know them?
They had to fire that dumbass. But and this guy's, you can't tell the kids that they gotta,
They wear classy Arby's.
Yeah, wear classy Arby's.
Well, that's what kids do.
It is what kids do. Now, keep them around your table.
Don't run
over to other tables.
There's a line, but you're not going to make a 4-year-old just behave perfectly all the time.
No, no. He's gonna scream butthole once in a while.
Right. Hopefully. Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.